It's the Lawn and Garden Show with Walter Reeves on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. It's brought to you by Pike Nurseries, your neighborhood garden center, playing in the dirt for more than 50 years. Call now with your lawn and garden questions at 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. And now, here's Walter.
It's 8:07, 53 degrees on a Saturday morning. This is Lawn and Garden. Rain right now, clearing up this afternoon, nothing to worry about. Get the water, get the soil softened with the moisture, and your plants are watered and everything is going to be fine. Evaluate whether or not you had any freeze damage to your fruit plants or to the flowers. I know azaleas got a little zap to them, to the flowers of the early blooming azaleas, but the late blooming azaleas should be fine. So lots to do in the garden today. And if you have a question, if you want to know anything more to help you to be more successful, 404-872-0750. If you want to have something fun to do next weekend, you would attend, of course, the 39th annual Spring Home Show?
That is correct.
Hey, absolutely. I got it right. The 39th annual Spring Atlanta Home Show at the Cobb Galleria will be broadcasting live next Saturday morning. So Michael Schoppenhorst, the general manager and the guy who worries about everything, is on the line with us this morning. Nobody else worries as much as you do, Michael. That's what I'm convinced.
We just want everything to be perfect.
And
it always is.
How many vendors? 300 and bump vendors and thousands of people coming to it?
Yeah, over 350 vendors. It's actually the largest home show we've ever produced at the Cobb Galleria Center. So we keep finding ways to add more companies, and the quality and the quantity just keeps improving.
Yeah. And this is one of the one-stop shop kind of deals where everybody who goes in, any question about improving the interior, the exterior, even landscaping with the Red Hair Brewery landscape area. So you've got something for everybody. This is next Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Cobb Galleria. It's going to be lots of fun.
So that is 100% true.
You got highlights, Michael? I know you got highlights of something happening.
Yeah, absolutely. AtlantaHomeShow.com. You can find all the information there in case I missed something. But plenty of free parking. It's at the Cobb Galleria Center. They're across from Cumberland Mall. There really is something for everyone for your home inside and out. Remodel, repair, refresh pretty much says it all. And depending on what you're wanting to do to your house, you can find it there. We've got the Reliable Heating and Air Home Show stage. Always happy to have you kick things off for it. I love the titles of your presentation, Critter Control, Snakes, Squirrels, Deer, Oh My.
Yeah.
You always come up with the best best titles. So looking forward to that. We've got Mark Mayer from Flowerwood Nursery talking about trial and prove it, new and better plants. Panel discussion, My Home Improvement Magazine, Amazing Outdoor Spaces, How to Create the Best Backyard for You. Chuck Ritz from Outdoor Lighting Perspectives, talking about increasing security and value of your home. It's, a lot of these things seem to be outdoor and landscape-oriented. Also, on Saturday, you're going to be broadcasting live the Lawn and Garden Show there at the show starting at 6 a.m., and folks just have to give us the secret password of Reliable.
Reliable.
Between 6 and 9 a.m., they can come in and see you. And folks, if you haven't come to see Walter live before, it's a great experience.
Tell us about the Red Hair Brewery, Michael.
Yeah, we've got the Backyard Beer Garden sponsored by Red Hair Brewery Company, and a $5 donation to Hope Atlanta, which is ending homelessness, especially for women and children in Atlanta since 1900. Gets you the opportunity to sample up to 6 different kinds of Red Hair beer. And this year, a variety of cheeses from Cabot Creamery, so you can have a little snack while you're there sampling
nice.
Some of these great beers and everything. And it's in a beautiful outdoor landscaped area by Bellegarde and Georgia Landscape, so they've done a fantastic job. It's kind of the ultimate backyard experience, a little bit of everything. So very excited about that. And also on the Reliable Heating Air stage, I don't want to miss Jeff Devlin. He's our headliner. DIY Network Stonehouse Revival. He loves going in and remodeling historic homes and keeping that historic feel to it. So he's on at 1 and 3 on Saturday. And can't leave out Joe Washington, HGTV's Groundbreakers, planning in the right place the right way. So Joe is always has a great turnout there. And also Dave Baker and Belinda Skelton are broadcasting live down from the show, too. I believe Belinda's actually going to be in the Red Hair Backyard Beer Garden.
And so that's always very exciting. Michael's glossed over it a minute ago. You can get into the show for free. Of course, Michael wants everybody to go for free, but tickets are very inexpensive. You know, seniors 65 and plus getting free, kids getting free, veterans get 2-for-1. There's all sorts of details at AtlantaHomeShow.com. But on Saturday, if you come to see my radio broadcast starting at 6 a.m. till 9 a.m., if you get in any time before 9 a.m. and know the password, Reliable, you'll get into the broadcast area for free, and then when the show gates open at 10, you get into the show for free. And so that's the way to attend the Cobb Galleria home show for free, by coming to the broadcast next Saturday morning. Pretty well said. Pretty well said there, Michael.
You said it perfectly. We try to make it as affordable as possible for everybody to come and enjoy and learn and save some money and have a good time. And AtlantaHomeShow.com's got all the information. And we also, first responders are also buy one, get one free along with military there. So we really do try to make it as affordable and possible for everybody.
Michael, it's great talking to you. I will see you next Saturday morning, bright and early.
Sounds great. Thanks so much for having me on, Walter.
You bet, Michael. Michael Schopenhorst, the CEO and chief worrier of the Atlanta Home Show, the 39th annual Atlanta Home Show, and that will be next Saturday, Friday, or should it be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The broadcast is next Saturday morning, and I'll be speaking around noon, I think it is, there at the Home Show about how to control nuisance wildlife, deer, squirrels, snakes, anything that you consider something you'd rather not have in your own landscape. Not to say that snakes are a bad thing, simply that some people would rather not have them in a landscape. But if you need to know more about how to manage their populations, I will be there noon next Friday afternoon. It's 12 minutes after the hour, and Huel is in Rome and joins us on Lawn and Garden. Hey, man, how are you?
I am great, Walter. How are you?
I'm pretty well. Huel, how can I help?
I've got what I think, or what I was told, was a peony coming up, and I sent a picture into your website to identify it, because it was a beautiful flower, and then the answers came back that it was a peony.
Okay.
And so I saw it coming up at that place, but I didn't know how to fertilize it or what to fertilize it with.
It's pretty easy to fertilize them. They don't require any special kind of anything. So, to be blunt, I would use Miracle-Gro or a little bit of Holly-Tone or EB Stone.
Okay, I've got the Holly-Tone that I use on azaleas.
Yeah. I would just use that, just a sprinkling of it around the peony. There are different kinds of peonies, and I, again, yesterday was walking around my landscape preparing for today, saying what's going on, and I know that my tree peony has already bloomed and is sort of in the fading process on it. And then I have another one called a tree peony / herbaceous peony. You have a herbaceous peony. It's just coming up right now. And the leaves on it are coming up like gangbusters, but no flower buds yet. And then the herbaceous peonies, which is sort of what you have just started to come up out of the ground. So I'm really pleased that the peonies give you such a long time to enjoy the flowers on them. And yours, if you fertilize them right, will be flowering in that same spot for years and years, you will.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. I'll fertilize it, I guess, after the rain stops.
No, do it before the rain, so the rain washes it down into the ground. Get it out there before the rain gets finished.
All right, sir.
All right.
Will do.
Good
Thank
talking
you
to you,
very
Hale.
Much,
thanks,
Walter.
Thanks for calling. Jim is in Greensboro, Georgia. Hey, Jim. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, how can I help?
I've got a dam that had some repairs to it and pretty well messed up all the grass on it.
Oh, man.
So I need a recommendation for something in the way of grass that will prevent washing or erosion and that kind of stuff. So if you could help me there, I'd appreciate it.
I think common Bermuda grass is your only choice. Common is the fastest growing, fastest repairing, most tenacious. You got the slope on the dam face, and so you got to have something that doesn't wash down into the water. And Bermuda grass is it.
Do it with seed.
Common comes from seed. You're not going to, I mean, this is not your lawn. You're not looking for something
that's
the talk of the neighborhood. So just regular common Bermuda grass seed. If there's any way, I know the ground is a little dug up from the repair work, but if there's any way to make sure the whole face of the dam has been a little bit of raking or something to disturb the soil so the seeds will have a place to nestle down into the soil ridges, that would be good too. You know, it's not the right time yet, Jim, to plant Bermuda seed. It really needs to be warmer than it is now. Wait a little, at least mid-April, depending on how the weather turns, and see if you can do the seeding then. There's not much you can do right now that'll germinate other than maybe ryegrass, perhaps.
Is there a need to try to cover it with anything, wheat straw, anything like that?
Thinly is the word. You want enough wheat straw to keep the birds off the seed, but not so thickly that it inhibits the little seedlings from coming out of the ground. So generally, I say around a bale of wheat straw per 1,000 square feet is what to aim at, but use some judgment in there, too.
Okay. Not the hybrid, but the common.
Common, I think, would be the best thing. This is one that all the gardeners, of course, curse common Bermuda. That's the one that gets into the flower beds and can't be stopped, and it's just a miserable weed when it's in your landscape. But on your dam, yeah, it's your friend on the dam.
Sounds good to me. Thank you, sir.
All right. Good talking to you, Jim.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, see, there's a plant for every place. I can think of ways to use kudzu. Ask me. We'll talk about that, too. Ryan, Smyrna, Georgia. Hey, Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
Pretty well. How can I help, Ryan?
I thought I heard you say 2 weeks ago to get rid of voles, you put a bunch of mouse traps out with some peanut butter and apple slices because they like the aroma of that.
Yeah.
I did what you asked, and I noticed my bait is all gone. And I even caught a bird on accident.
Oh, no.
However, I've done nothing for voles at all. And I'm wondering if there might be something different that I'm not looking at as far as maybe it's not voles.
You fed something out there. If your bait is gone, now what do we got? What vole damage did you see that got you started on this quest?
Well, I just put some mulch down in the area, and that seemed to be attracting my friends. But I'm seeing holes dug up, just the mulch is disturbed near the roots or where the trunks, I guess, of the bushes go
got
in the ground.
Yeah.
And a lot of the bushes are leaning over.
Ooh.
Which I thought originally was because they were trying to reach for some sun because they're underneath the eaves of the house.
Yeah.
But the plants were established before I moved in several years back, and they've been gradually leaning forward a little bit more. So I just assumed they were just wanting more sun as other stuff got bigger. But now a couple of them are dying. I lost two japonicas, an azalea, stuff that should be healthy.
Did you actually dig around the base with your fingers just to see if there are any vole teeth marks on the base of these shrubs?
I did not, but I did stick my hand, my fingers as far into the hole as I could just to make sure it wasn't just like maybe a bird or a squirrel burying a nut, and they do go down.
Yeah, there's so about 100 people listening right now who are saying, what? He put his finger down in a hole? Oh, my God. What if something bit him? Don't normally do that, Ryan, okay, and other listeners out there. Don't put your fingers down in holes. You don't know what's in there. I think the next step is to go determine definitively if there is vole damage. And, yes, there can be holes next to stems that's not caused by voles. It could be just the soil subsiding there. Maybe something else is digging that we don't know about quite yet. But vole damage is pretty clear-cut. It is tooth marks, little mice tooth marks on the trunk and lower root area underneath the plant. And the way that you started the conversation, putting your mousetraps out, that was the right way to control voles. They love the smell of peanut butter and apples. And so I would continue to keep them baited. Eventually, we'll figure out what is eating the bait, hopefully something soon. And hopefully it'll be a vole or two or three or four or five. And we'll catch them, if indeed that is the problem. But let's do the diagnostics first to know what your problem is first, and then we'll figure out what to do about it if it's something other than voles. It's 8:19. We'll be back after this.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. We'll be covering breaking news, Kirk Mellish weather, and traffic red alerts through the weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now back to Walter Reeves, the lawn and garden advice you need.
And a quick weather update brought to you by Ackerman Security. It's been wet this morning a little bit. It's going to clear up in just a few hours. It'll be nice this afternoon, 65, 67, 68, something like that. A little bit cooler tomorrow, overcast skies then. But it's going to be just fine for getting outside and doing some things in your landscape. Your full weekend forecast comes up in 10 minutes on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Coming up right now, Ashley Frasca putting her mathematical mind to work, thinking of a number between 2 and 7 to determine who wins 4 tickets to the Atlanta International Auto Show March 22nd or 23rd. That's next week. Building C of the Georgia World Congress Center, plus 4 tickets to the Spring Atlanta Home Show. That is next Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 24th through the 26th. At Cobb Galleria. Ashley Frasca, who's going to win?
Caller number 3.
Caller number 3 to our contest line, which is 404-741-0750. Real quick, Wes, if you can get your question in here in about 30 seconds, we'll get you on the air and off you doing what you need to do. Wes, what's your question?
Good morning.
Hey, Wes. Good morning.
Up in this part of Gwinnett County, there's a lot of what were seemingly healthy
Leland cypresses and big junipers that are not. They're dying in big numbers. What is there? And I've got more than a few of them on my property. Anything I can do preventive-wise?
Pray, and I mean that literally, because the drought of last year has waylaid, has wasted, has knocked them down for the count. Lelands and arborvitae and some junipers all over North Georgia, Forsyth County, Cherokee County. Join the club, basically, Wes. That's what I'm going to say. If you have a healthy one there, make sure it does not get dried out during the summertime. That was the time last year that the drought just whacked them bad. And so make sure it stays watered. Those that are half healthy, might want to look after those too. The ones that are brown right now, end of story. Take them down. They're not going to come back at all. It's 8:28. We'll be back after news.
It's the Lawn and Garden Show with Walter Reeves on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. It's brought to you by Pike Nurseries, your neighborhood garden center, playing in the dirt for more than 50 years. Call now with your lawn and garden questions at 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. And now, here's Walter.
It's 8:36 on a Saturday morning, 52 degrees outside. It actually has cooled down since we came in at 6 a.m. this morning, I think because of the rain passing through. Of course, warming up this afternoon to the mid-60s. Normally at 8:36, we will have Mickey Gasaway from Pike Nursery here. We've already had our conversation with Mickey this morning. Ashley Frasca, why did we have our conversation with Mickey Gasaway at 7:30 this morning?
We had to reveal the secret a little early because all Pike Nursery stores, except for Lake Oconee, open at 8 a.m., and today's Pike's pick was for the first 50 customers at every store. And since the stores open at 8, we wanted to let everyone know early. But their Spring Fever giveaway, tickets for a free gift with purchase.
Yeah, roses and camellias and succulents and all sorts of things. So the first 50 people, if 50 people have already been to your local Pike Nursery, then you, number 51, are not going to get anything. And we thought that wouldn't quite be fair if we did the Pike pick announcement at 8:30 when the stores have been open for 30 minutes already so far.
And all of your listeners are very dedicated, yes, and they're also very smart. So I bet they are up early, A, listening to the show, and B, already headed to Pike Nursery.
Already down there, and of course the class on houseplants, I think it was 8:30 as well today.
I believe so.
Check online pikenursery.com and get all the details there. Check with your local nursery and see if they still have some gift certificates available for you. Thanks, Ashley. It's 8:37, and that gives Janet in Roswell her chance. Hey, Janet, good morning.
Walter, good morning. Yes, I have 9 azaleas that were planted 3 years ago. They seem to be healthy, except that the leaves are always a yellowish green, and they seem to stay yellow-green all year round. The blooms have been very few. I was told to keep the mulch and the leaves away from the roots, so there's nothing, you know, up around the roots. I have a chemical company that services my trees and shrubs, okay, so I'm on a routine of what they do. But again, you know, he was just here a week ago and did the fertilization, but the leaves are still yellowish green.
And it was interesting, and you may have given me a clue here. I believe you said that all the leaves on the azaleas were yellow, not just the inner ones or certain tips or anything, all of them.
Yes.
Right, that tells me something. It tells me that the problem is related not to a particular disease or something like that, but to a problem in the root system or the environment around the roots. There's something going on with either they're not absorbing nutrients, or the pH of the soil is odd and they're not able to absorb the nutrients that your company puts down, or the soil is really, really hard and the roots haven't spread out very much to get the nutrients that they need. Something is interfering with getting the nutrients to the leaves. That, I think, I can count on. Now we figure out what to do about getting the leaves to be green.
Okay.
When did you plant them, or how are they planted, Jan?
They're planted along the side of the house, next to the driveway, but, you know, far from the driveway. There is no shade around them. They are just out there all by themselves.
Did you do it yourself or not?
No, I had a company that did it.
Okay. Here are a couple of things to think about. Number one, check the leaves to be sure we don't have azalea lace bug. because when you said, oh, they're out in the sun, I thought, lace bug, that could be a problem. And the way to check is simply to go out and grab some leaves. And if the backside of the leaves has little black dots all over it, which is where the lace bugs go to the bathroom when they suck the juice out of the leaves themselves, okay, we got lace bugs. In that case, my first theory was wrong. You have an insect problem that we have to address.
Okay.
Lace bugs are not hard to control. I personally use either the Bonide systemic granules or the Bayer tree and shrub, one or the other, and put it on the azaleas to kill lace bugs.
Okay.
If, on the other hand, you go out and say, nope, these are clean, clear, yellow, no spots, no black stuff, no nothing on the leaves, then I think I'd grab a shovel and dig one of the azaleas up and see how well the root system has spread out in the surrounding soil. And if you find that the roots are just pretty much as big as they were when the people planted them 5 or 6 years ago, then something's got to be done. You can do what I call mulching in place, which is using a spading fork to jab lots and lots and lots of holes and loosen the soil in a circle around your azaleas.
Okay.
And I will tell you, oh, Janet, it will make your shoulders so sore that you will not want to do many more than two.
Well, and so you I'll hire have the somebody. Company come back and do
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Get the guys to come out there and you know, pay
true.
Them to do the jabbing in the ground.
Yes.
If there's some mulch on the ground, a little fine like soil conditioner, even potting soil or something like that to jab into the ground and help to loosen and add organic matter to the root system, that's good too. Give it a month to 6 weeks maybe, and call me back in early June, and we will check and see how it's going.
Okay, those are two good points that I will look at today, the bugs, and then, but those are, you've been very helpful, Walter, and I'm on it today, so thank you so much.
Janet. Thanks for calling. Great call.
Okay.
We've got Robert. Who's next in line? Robert's up in Cumming, Georgia. Forsyth. Well, sort of Forsyth County. Hey, Robert. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for taking my call, Walter.
You bet. How can I help, Robert?
I have a maple tree in my front yard that I just recently had pruned by a landscaper, and they chopped off one of the branches to clear up, you know, better sunlight for my grass underneath. But since then, a lot of liquid is coming out of that part that they cut off. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming my tree is a maple tree.
It could be a birch tree. Birch trees bleed too. Go ahead.
But is bleeding liquid just constantly? So I'm trying to understand, should I be doing something to stop that, or what is going on, and should I be worried?
Not to stop it, but if you have a little plastic bucket or something you can put right underneath the drip, drip, drip part of the limb, it's really fun to capture that sap and then very gradually heat it on low temperature in a microwave maybe to boil away most of the liquid and then taste it, and it'll be sweet. You've made maple or birch syrup in the process.
Oh, wow. So the fact that it's just coming out is not going to harm the tree or anything.
Tree will stop when it gets ready to. It takes a week or two or something, so Robert. But the tree is going to figure out that it's losing liquid, and it'll slowly close up those pores and stop bleeding within a little while. But it's fun to capture the sap and just see if you make a little tiny taste of maple syrup.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Just solving problems right and left every morning, Robert. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir.
Good to see you, man. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Who comes next? Oh, you know what, Ash, do we have a Twitter question? I know we don't have a lot of time in the rest of the show, but normally on Saturdays we mention that you can go on Twitter and use the hashtag AskWalter. And I think we had one last weekend that somebody sent in. What was the story?
Yeah, on Twitter. I don't know their Twitter handle. I can't quite pronounce it, but that's okay. They asked, my variegated euonymus has scale on the stems and the leaves fall. So last year I cut it back and I sprayed them with neem oil. What can I do again this year?
Do the same thing again. And man, Ashley, euonymus scale is one of those miserable insects that I have few perfect solutions for. Other than sometimes my solution is dig it out of the ground and throw it away and get another shrub that doesn't get scale on it. Because euonymus, variegated euonymus, just about every planting I see has some infestation with scale. And once it gets started, right
through the hole.
You're
chasing your tail at that point.
Yeah. So neem oil suffocates scale, yes. And so it's used right to do that. It doesn't give 100% control, nor any method to my knowledge other than taking it out, give you 100% control. So cutting back and spraying the new and protecting the new foliage with neem oil is about the best this person can do, other than replacing it with a nice Indian hawthorn, a nice laurel petalum, a nice camellia, something that doesn't get scale.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Although camellia, come to think of it, does get camellia scale. So, all right, we're back down to Indian hawthorn and laurel petalum, but they don't get scale, and they're a small shrub, and they could use that. Shirley, Town Lake, Georgia. Shirley, join us on Lawn and Garden.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Shirley, I am great. How are you doing? Drive safely now. What's your question?
No, I just wanted to tell you, thanks for mentioning about the pikes and the three plants. I have a camellia in my car that'll be in the yard this afternoon.
Shirley, that is great. That is awesome. That's terrific. So When you got there, was there a line or you just sort of marked right in? What was the story?
I was number 4 at the store.
Yeah. And what other things?
There was nobody in the parking lot.
Great. What other things besides camellias were available for you?
They had gardenias. They had a lot of indoor plants. Some of them I'd never seen before, but I kill the indoor plants. I'm good at the outdoor plants.
Good.
And then they had other stuff that you could have, but it was a wide variety, so whoever comes in can find something they can use.
And, you know, I might mention this to listener Shirley. Not only is the spring gift giveaway this morning, but they're going to do another one tomorrow morning. And so, Shirley, tell your friends and neighbors if they want to go to any Pike Nursery location, first 50 people in line, 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. when they open, they get this certificate to allow them to get one of the plants that you've mentioned. I'm so glad.
They had the plants next to the cash register, and yep. I've already posted it on Facebook.
Shirley, you're the best. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you, sir.
We'll see you. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
That's great news. Great news. It makes me happy to find out that people take advantage of some of the pike picks that we announce on Saturday mornings and that they are happy with doing it. And that is just a great deal of pleasure for me to find that out. By the way, today, if you did not get your question answered today, we've got just one or two that'll be coming up in the latter part of the hour. But if you didn't get your question answered today, you can always go to my website, walterreeves.com, and type in one or two words in the search line. I've got thousands of articles that are written there about all sorts of topics on boxwoods and apple trees and lawns and Bermuda grass and weeds and all those things. If you really, really want to learn about weeds, follow me on Pinterest because I've got nothing but weed control pictures and suggestions on how to control those weeds on Pinterest. So that's a good thing to do there. Don't forget today, if you live up in the Jefferson area, I'll be at the Jefferson Foliage Fest this morning from 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. or 1 p.m. I should say. They have a full day full of crafts and music and fun and games, and the Jefferson Tree Council will be there sponsoring that in Jefferson, Georgia. Next Saturday, I'll be at the Cobb Galleria Friday afternoon around noon, I believe. I'll be speaking about how to control nuisance wildlife animals, coyotes and what else? Armadillos. Yeah, we got some armadillo ideas there. Squirrels and voles and moles and all those creatures. We'll be talking about that at 12 noon next Friday at the Cobb Galleria for part of the Atlanta Home Show. And then we'll do our broadcast Saturday morning. If you get there between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m., we'll let you watch the broadcast, and then you get to get into the show for free. It's 8:48. We'll be back right after this.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. We'll be covering breaking news, Kirk Mellish weather, and traffic red alerts through the weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now back to Walter Reeves, the lawn and garden advice you need.
Quick weather update brought to you by Ackerman Security. Showers moving through the area this morning, warming up this afternoon into the mid to high 60s, 65 to 68 degrees. Overcast overnight, a little bit cooler tomorrow in the mid 60s, 61, 62, 63. Perhaps your full weekend forecast comes up in 10 minutes on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Comes to us Barbara from Austell, Georgia. Hey, Barbara, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How can I help?
I wanted to ask you about the Gantt. What kind of pesticide I could use to spray for them? I live in an apartment complex. Yeah. There's a beautiful tree just outside my deck, and every spring it starts with the mosquitoes and GNATS.
GNATS, so they're gnats that come in. I know I'm very familiar with what you're talking about.
I think they sting, and I can never slap one and kill it.
The ones I have, the little flying bugs that get on my neck and,
right.
and sort of crawl around my shoulders in there.
Right.
Do you think the tree that's outside of your window there is a crepe myrtle, Barbara?
Okay.
Possibly, because that's what happened to me. Every year, there's enough cold weather in winter to kill the aphids. These are not gnats, they're aphids that are on the crepe myrtle tree in front of my house. This mm-hmm. year, no way. I saw one on my hand, my forearm yesterday, and I thought, man, oh man, something didn't kill. Even the cold weather we had this past week didn't kill these stupid crepe myrtle aphids. Doggone it. because they don't sting. All right, that's a good news, Barbara. They don't sting. But there are aggravating to be all over your hair and getting your collar mm-hmm. and there's not a spray that I think makes sense to use to spray around your house, because I just don't like the thought of spraying the stuff that you smell and get in your body and around the house. But there right. are insecticides that can be put on trees to control insects in that tree. One of them is called Bayer Tree and Shrub. If you live in an apartment complex, talk to the landscape manager and say, hey, have you thought about using the Bayer Tree and Shrub on this tree outside my apartment so I don't get these gnats things?
That's B-A-R-E?
Just like aspirin, B-A-Y-E-R, Bayer.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so Bayer Tree and Shrub. Suggest that to them, and hopefully once they put that down, the gnats, the aphids, the things that are coming out of the crepe myrtle will stop pretty quickly.
Okay, thank you so much, Walter.
All right, I hope that's it. I believe that is what is going on, Barbara. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks, bye.
You would have thought this year it would have been cold enough last week in the mid-20s, it would have killed those crepe myrtle aphids, but no. We'll see about that. It's been a great Saturday morning. I have had a fabulous time this morning talking to Ashley Frassi. We talk about all sorts of things off the air. We recommend movies to each other. We talk about weeds we have in her landscape. We'll be reviving the weed of the week in a couple of weeks, and Ashley will be bringing more weeds from her landscape in for us to identify. Jason Byers doing a fabulous job with music this morning, as well as just making life happy. Don't you think you make life happy? Yes, he does. He makes life happy in here. I remind you a minute ago that if you didn't get your question answered, go to my website, walterreeves.com. Follow me, get the newsletter, follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, and all those places. And if you get tired of me, you can always buy a book there as well, a gardening book that I've written about gardening in Georgia, month-by-month gardening, fruit and vegetable gardening as well. See you next Saturday.